In the light of midday, the plumes of white around the city were cast a pale gold, parted by the bright blue glow of the Gigadrill elevator in the distance. As shadows crept across the concrete, the merchant remained at his stall, hands cupped around his mouth as he shouted his wares to passersby. Yet, as the afternoon dragged on, he slowly began to sag, shoulders hunched and back curved. Every would-be customer kept walking straight past the man, despite his best efforts to catch their attention.
Okay, I'm out.
The merchant groaned, reaching into one sleeve to retrieve a small key.
Time to check up on that researcher from earlier.
He ducked behind his stall, unlocking a false panel in the back of the stand. Glancing from side to side, he pulled off his wig, revealing a head of bright copper hair. Removing several layers of clothing, the gleam of burnished metal flashed in the sun as the merchant stashed the disguise beneath the market stall. A petite, spry young girl stepped out of her platform shoes, a shower of freckles scattered across her face.
Now,
Dash chirped, producing a tracking device with a grin.
Let's see where you got to.
Slipping out from behind her stall, Dash squeezed past a group of street kids attempting to avoid the attention of an enforcer. She began to make her way through the crowds, gaze flicking back to the display unit attached to her wrist. Leaving the commotion of the markets behind, she traipsed through the midtown markets towards the West Rise, traveling further and further into the maze of laboratories.
Not R&D, then,
she murmured as she passed beneath the shadow of the Centennial Consumables head office.
And you're too far from the center of the Rise to be at Cogworks HQ. Weird.
Dash stalked past the cluster of Cogworks conglomerate buildings as she continued onward, tapping intermittently at her tracker.
Come on.
Slowly, a great ivory tower came into view, stretching toward the sky. The Techlo Industries' center of operations gleamed in the light of day, a shining beacon amongst the sea of darkened copper.
A needle?
After a moment, Dash groaned loudly, hissing through her teeth.
Shit! Not again! I hope they haven't started already.
She broke into a run, pushing her way past a group of couriers. Dash ran up to the entrance, banging on the door. Inside, the receptionist turned to glare at her, pausing when she saw her face. After a moment, she picked up the receiver of her teleunit, slamming her hand on a button and talking quickly to the person on the other hand. Grimacing, Dash held up her hands and backed away, quickly ducking around to head toward the east side of the building. Looking up at the ivory surface of the tower, she began latching her gear onto the sleek surface.
You'd think they'd learn by now how to stop me,
Dash muttered to herself as she slowly began to scale the side of the building.
Especially after last time.
She spread a glance at the tracking device.
I really hope my calibrations were correct.
As she drew closer to the 47th floor, she felt the metal begin to vibrate underneath her palms. Slowly, Dash peeked over the edge of the window frame, peering into the laboratory within. The walls were lined with shelves displaying different kinds of ore, metals, and minerals, each carefully labeled, along with a collection of analytical tools and geological devices. A scientist rushed past her, heading in the direction of the elevator. As he passed, he revealed the massive laser standing in the center of the room, pointed directly at a large chunk of tenaten ore, its magnified beam growing stronger with each passing second.
Who's responsible for this?
The lead scientist roared, spittle flying from his lips as he whipped around to stare at the research assistant from the marketplace. Clad in his monogrammed techlo coat, Wiverstone glared at her with steel-gray eyes, staring down the length of his hooked nose.
Clara!
I didn't. I swear, this isn't...
Clara stuttered, raising her hands in front of her. Behind her, the chunk of tenaten ore seemed to almost shiver, shifting slightly on the metal surface. With a great, shuddering boom, the room exploded in a cloud of bright blue dust. A small tenaten fragment flew toward the window, bouncing off the glass with a sharp ping. Wearstone stared blankly at his surroundings, face pale, one eye twitching. Every individual in the room looked down to find themselves coated in a layer of bright blue, almost completely concealing the clothing beneath. For a moment, all was silent. Then a peal of laughter shattered the tentative quiet. As one, the group of scientists turned toward the window, greeted with the sight of the small mechanologist's face pressed up against the glass. Beneath the fine layer of bright blue, Wiverstone's face darkened, turning an unhealthy shade of purple.
You!
He withdrew a laser pistol from one of the drawers, raising it to fire at Dash. Throwing a hand over her mouth, she frantically shook her head.
Hang on a second. I swear it wasn't intentional this time.
Wasn't intentional?
Wiverstone roared, firing in Dash's direction.
Someone bring me that brat right now. Somebody call Thoreau and tell her to control her daughter. No, Call Teclo. Call the Iron Council. Bring me my phone this instant.
Dash grimaced as the man continued raving, waving her fingers sheepishly at the occupants of the room as she ducked out of view, beginning to descend down the face of the needle. Her feet touched the ground just as the front doors burst open, revealing Wyverstone standing in the entranceway, several staff members standing just behind him. Turning on her heel, Dash made for the nearest aperture, ducking down into the city level below.